Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week. So this morning as you're watching, I hope this service finds you doing well and finding some creative outlets in life. I know that some of us continue to feel the frustration of not being able to go about life as normal. And of course, we all need healthy habits in our lives to feel renewed. There are some who find interesting ways to blow off steam when they're frustrated. I came across an idea that of a facility that has been implemented in a place in Canada that they created this place called a rage room, and this is a place where people smash things for fun. The account reads as follows: Thunderdome Amusements in Calgary provides golf clubs, sledgehammers, pipes, and baseball bats to guests so that they can release their frustrations by breaking office equipment and other items. The director said, "You go in and you get to smash stuff. We provide full-blown protective gear. You have to wear a full face mask, a chest protector, coveralls, gloves, and you must have closed-toed shoes. In addition to providing stress relief and anger management, spending time in the rage room can also help promote a healthy lifestyle," the director said. "You're in the room for 45 minutes, smashing all these items. You come out of the room and you'll be sweating. You'll feel better. Guests are also welcome to bring their own items. A lot of people with desk jobs are excited to smash the printers," the director said. "Packages begin about $20 a person." Well, I'm thinking that in this day of hybrid learning, that there could be some students that would want to take their Chromebooks in the rage room. I can think of one that I know very well. Well, I guess it could be fun to smash things in a harmless way in a room like that. And the desire to release frustration and stress could also go in some positive spiritual directions that bring us closer to our God. The scriptures are filled with people who are not just frustrated with their lives. Sometimes they're frustrated with God. Sometimes they are in anguish and suffering. Psalm 4 reads, "Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me. Hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, 'Oh, that we might see some good. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart,'" the psalmist writes, "more than when grain and wine abound." He concludes, "I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety." The psalmist begins with a problem. We don't know what it is. He talks about distress. It sounds like he has people who are lining up against him or have ganged up on him or made life difficult. We don't know. But we can fast forward today and we can ask a couple questions to see if we can relate. Has life over the last year been challenging? Has there been some distress in your life? Most of us can answer yes. Yes, it has been challenging. Yes, there has been distress. Here are some statistics, and most of these come from either the CDC or the American Medical Association. The U.S. had over 81,000 drug overdose deaths in the 12 months ending in May 2020, the highest number ever recorded in a 12-month period. During late June 2020, 40% of U.S. adults reported to be struggling with mental health or substance abuse. Of adults surveyed, almost 11% had thoughts of suicide compared to a little over 4% in 2018. Reported symptoms of anxiety were 3 times higher than they were in the second quarter of 2019, and reported symptoms of depression were 4 times higher than they were in the second quarter of 2019. Of individuals aged 18 to 24, 25% considered suicide. And in New York alone, Google searches spiked for phrases like anxiety, panic, insomnia. It goes on and on and on and on. Tragic, tragic distress in our society today. We live in a time when many people are struggling deeply. What are our options for dealing with the challenges of today? Usually, we don't know exactly what to do or how to move through distress or stress. And that's an unfortunate breakdown in our society. In ancient cultures, you could go to the city gates. You could talk to the elders who were gathered there. And they would discuss. They might ask questions. They might advise you. You might leave feeling supported or at least knowing what to do or at least what to try. One modern strategy, which is really no strategy, is we tend to just manage our stress or ignore it or stuff it. But that eventually tends to fail. And then most people move into a phase where they do what we might simply call acting out. Acting out might mean I become edgy, irritable. I put distance between myself and those that I love. Acting out might mean I find a something, a substance or a habit to make myself feel better, even if it's only temporary. Even if something as common as sugar lights up the pleasure centers in the brain temporarily, and then we need more and more and more. We can act out through addiction to almost anything. Anything that makes it better for a while, shopping, alcohol, hoarding, drug use, social media. And with acting out, there's a problem. Eventually, there is always a bill that comes due. And depending on our behavior, sometimes it's a big bill. It's costly. In the case of addiction, we lose the ability to stop acting on that behavior, to control it. We don't have the behavior. It now has us. And now we have a solution that is worse than the original problem. Well, so why do we go into this? Well, I'm translating something here from Psalm 4. The psalmist says in verse 4, when you're disturbed, don't sin. I think one way we can read that is to say, don't act out when you're disturbed. Don't act out. When you're disturbed, when you feel wound up or upset or you just want to fill in the blank, don't go there because it's not going to help. It's not going to make it better. Or if it makes it better, it's only for a short time. So what do we do instead? Well, if we look carefully at the psalm, there's actually a sequence here. Some people might call it an algorithm. There's a list of things that we can do, a sequence of instructions to follow. One of the things he says next is, ponder it on your beds and be silent. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Again, translating this into a modern idiom, this is about contemplation. Instead of acting out, the goal of this stage is to stop and observe oneself, to ask, what's going on here? Why do I feel like I want to get online and shop now, or scream at that person in my family, or take the substance into my body to numb something? What's going on? The psalmist says, lay down, stop, ponder these things, and be silent. Take a moment to be still. I picture a person being still at night, total stillness and quiet, so she or he can listen to the inner voice to ask, what's going on with me? Then the psalmist says, offer right sacrifices, offer right sacrifices. Interesting that he puts that here. It's an ancient Jewish way of saying, engage in your spirituality, attend worship, attend online, practice regular personal worship, pray, pray throughout the day, play worship music, sing songs to God, practice spiritual conversation in a Bible study. We do Zoom studies right now. When we direct our time and energy and thoughts to God, it's a way of trusting God. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. And that's healing. That's healing. It focuses back on emotionally healthy engagement in life. And anyone can do it. Here's proof. Came across a story about how a heavy metal rock legend wrote a worship song. Tony Iommi has been hailed as the godfather of heavy metal for his role with the group Black Sabbath.
a group he co-founded in 1968. But the 68-year-old guitarist has just debuted, this account says, his first composition since Black Sabbath announced their breakup. And it's anything but metal. In fact, it's religious. It's something we started from scratch, Iommi tells the Birmingham Mail, a completely new piece of music unlike anything I've ever done before. He wrote the new song during breaks from his last tour that he did, saying he wanted to give something back to his home city. Titled How Good It Is, the five-minute-long track drew its inspiration from the Bible. Specifically, the song came from Psalm 133, which begins with this line, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." Now, if a member of Black Sabbath could offer praise and devotion to God, you can too. There are ways we can engage with God during this time that are life-affirming. Okay, so we're going to avoid acting out. We're going to be quiet, and we're going to ponder, and we're going to re-engage our spiritual life with God. What's the outcome? It's in the psalm. More peace. The psalmist says at the end, "You've put gladness in my heart. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety." I love the metaphor that he uses here, restful sleep. One of the great joys in life is a long, restful, peaceful sleep. So as we learn to pivot from behaviors that are self-destructive toward practices that are life-affirming and God-centered, we can rest peacefully. What are the stressors in your life today? How do you respond? Do you know why you respond the way that you do? And what are your practices that keep you firmly rooted in emotional and spiritual and mental health? And how could you practice today and tomorrow, and each day this week? Can you visualize, maybe close your eyes for a moment, can you visualize this picture of you lying somewhere peacefully, happily, sensing the peace of God descending on you, surrounding you, and keeping you in safety? Let's pray. Almighty God, we live in a strange time, an unusual time for us, and it's easy to do the kinds of things that don't bring us life right now, the kinds of things that quell our stress and distress for a short time. But these strategies are short-sighted. They don't work for very long, and they may cause us harm. They may even get us addicted. So we pray, dear God, for freedom from all that, and we pray that we'll follow this little sequence of instructions that the psalmist left for us to find our peace with you. May we find that peace today and each day this week and in the weeks ahead. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.